ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
We welcome you into the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home completes another pair of victories. Both teams will advance to the championship games of the first Arkansas Bail Bonds tournament. That will be tomorrow. We'll have more details on that in just a moment. Right now, let's go over some of the numbers for Mountain Home Bomber boys. They defeat Junction City tonight, 63-57. Well, right now, who else can you go with but Wyatt Gilbert as the Dewey and Sons player of the game? Gilbert finished with 32 points. Had went to the free throw line several times in the fourth quarter. Was 13 of 16 from the free throw line in just the fourth quarter alone. And so he's our Dewey and Sons player of the game. Matt Jones also finished in double figures with 12 points. Jake McGee ended up with 8 on the night. 5 for Satch Harris, 4 for Dawson Tabor, and 2 for Abe Crawford before he fouled out. Junction City ended up with 4 players in double figures. Ryan Allen and Jakendall Henderson both had 13 points each, 11 points each for Harlandis Frazier and Zach Brown. 4 on the night for Devontae Gilbert, 3 for Jamal Johnson, and 2 for Jeremiah Williams. It ended up being Mount Home with 14 turnovers on the night, Junction City with 11. So, Junction City forced Mount Home into several turnovers over the last few minutes of the contest. Lead changes ended up with 6 lead changes on the night. No ties, actually, except for 0-0 at the beginning of the game. But, again, the most important number of the night is Mount Home getting the victory 63-57. And they improved to 7-4 on the season. Junction City is going to fall to 1-3. So, with the victory, Mount Home is going to move on to the championship game. Junction City will play for third place. Let's go over all these scores real quick. On the boys bracket, Flippin fell in the other semifinal to Farmington by a score of 59-45. On the consolation side, it was Hamburg over Cave City 55-52, and Clarendon beat Paragould 41-35. So here's the way the boys bracket is going to look tomorrow. The seventh place game will be at 9 o'clock here in the hangar, between Cave City and Paragould. 10:30 in the morning will be the fifth place game between Hamburg and Clarendon. Flippin will take on Junction City for third place tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. And then Mount Home will have the championship game at 4:30 as the Bombers will take on the Cardinals of Farmington. Over on the girls' side, it was Mount Home edging out Watson Chapel tonight 46-45. In the other girls' semifinal, Rogers was able to beat Farmington 61-46. On the consolation side of the bracket, Harbor, who's from Springdale, came in and beat Junction City 56-14, and Paragould was all over Highland 53-24. So here's the way the girls' bracket is going to look. The seventh-place game will actually be at 9 o'clock over in the auxiliary gym, just a few steps from me, as Highland plays Junction City. Again, that's at 9 a.m. over in the auxiliary gym. The fifth place game, the rest of the games will be here at the hangar. The fifth place game will be at noon between Paragould and Harbor. The third place game will be between Farmington and Watson Chapel at 3 o'clock, and then the Mount Home Lady Bombers will have the final game of the tournament as they play Rogers at 6 o'clock. So again, Mount Home Bomber boys will play Farmington. They'll play first. We'll have that broadcast first at 4:30, followed by against Farmington, followed by the Lady Bombers taking on Rogers at 6 o'clock. Again, both of these will be the championship games of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament. So again, both Mount Home teams win tonight, and that is going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. I want to thank my producer, Joe Shipman, back at the studio, and I want to thank you for joining us here on the air and online at KTLO.com. From everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. Be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon, starting at 4:30 with the boys' game. They're going for the championship, and then the Lady Bombers will go for their championship prize, hopefully winning it at 6 o'clock, scheduled tip-off time. So be sure to tune in to that. Once again, you've been listening to Bomber Basketball, and if you've missed any part of our broadcast or previous broadcast, you can go online to our website at ktlo.com/podcasts under Bomber Sports. Be sure to join us for more Bomber Basketball tomorrow and beyond on Classic Hits 101.7.